Test 5. Part 1. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You will hear two people talking about wildlife in the area they live in. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
You know, I find it quite astounding the way people flock through this area to go bird watching, and yet en route they are completely oblivious to the marvel of the birds here on the lowlands.
I know. Every Friday night when I'm driving home from the shop, the motorway plays host to a rush of weekend visitors buzzing past the flat lowlands on their way to the hillier areas of Dartmoor and Exmoor.
It seems it's a local's well-kept secret that the starlings dance in the sky here is probably one of the best natural sights there is to be seen in the area. It makes me want to stop them all and tell them.
Maybe it's not such a bad thing. They'd start to build tea shops and car parks and the whole area would be ruined.
Now you will hear the recording again.
You know, I find it quite astounding the way people flock through this area to go bird watching, and yet en route they are completely oblivious to the marvel of the birds here on the lowlands.
I know. Every Friday night when I'm driving home from the shop, the motorway plays host to a rush of weekend visitors buzzing past the flat lowlands on their way to the hillier areas of Dartmoor and Exmoor.
It seems it's a local's well-kept secret that the starlings dance in the sky here is probably one of the best natural sights there is to be seen in the area. It makes me want to stop them all and tell them.
Maybe it's not such a bad thing. They'd start to build tea shops and car parks and the whole area would be ruined.
Extract 2. You will hear two people talking about a disturbance in the night. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Did you hear that terrible racket last night?
Yes, it woke me up.
It sounded like a battleground. I thought it was a gang of youngsters messing around at first.
I went to investigate because I thought we might have prowlers.
There has been a spate of burglaries in this area recently. I did consider calling the police, but I couldn't see anyone out of the window.
Well, from the mess around our rubbish bins this morning, it was obvious what it was, as there was litter everywhere where it had been looking for food.
Our bins weren't touched, but I'm glad my cat was in, or it could have been eaten.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Did you hear that terrible racket last night?
Yes, it woke me up.
It sounded like a battleground. I thought it was a gang of youngsters messing around at first.
I went to investigate because I thought we might have prowlers.
There has been a spate of burglaries in this area recently. I did consider calling the police, but I couldn't see anyone out of the window.
Well, from the mess around our rubbish bins this morning, it was obvious what it was, as there was litter everywhere where it had been looking for food.
Our bins weren't touched, but I'm glad my cat was in, or it could have been eaten.
Extract 3. You will hear two people discussing a site where domestic rubbish is officially dumped. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
I can see why people are campaigning to block the new landfill site, as the one just outside town is pretty smelly and unsightly. But on the other hand, it provides food for many species of birds.
Well, yes, it's a fact that some species have seen their numbers increase substantially due to the abundance of insects and worms found on or around the dumps.
If the new site isn't opened, and in fact the original one may be closed, it could send the bird population into decline again in this area.
But it has been argued that birds feeding on these sites regularly die of poisoning.
I don't know if the council will opt for incineration instead of creating more tips, but I think that the smoke from the incinerators causes more pollution than the tips do.
I've heard that the whole thing has been put on hold until more research can be carried out.
Now you will hear the recording again.
I can see why people are campaigning to block the new landfill site, as the one just outside town is pretty smelly and unsightly. But on the other hand, it provides food for many species of birds.
Well, yes, it's a fact that some species have seen their numbers increase substantially due to the abundance of insects and worms found on or around the dumps.
If the new site isn't opened, and in fact the original one may be closed, it could send the bird population into decline again in this area.
But it has been argued that birds feeding on these sites regularly die of poisoning.
I don't know if the council will opt for incineration instead of creating more tips, but I think that the smoke from the incinerators causes more pollution than the tips do.
I've heard that the whole thing has been put on hold until more research can be carried out.
That's the end of part 1.